This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Thank you. Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the December 6th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harris, and I'll be your producer for this evening.
And this is Wes Laverne, and I'm going to be the other one tonight.
Jimmy is out sick. And we didn't exchange colds, because I hadn't seen him since the week before.
That's not what I heard.
I always wipe the glory hole off. No, Jimmy, it's not really much of a missing Jimmy this week because traditionally he'd be down at Dickens on the Strand. He likes to relive his youth. So,
or is that relive on youth?
No, relive his youth of being an Elizabethan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, the week before he went with Stanley to Ren Fair to celebrate Stanley's youth.
Oh, okay.
They go through those little trip things there, but no.
Well, he didn't even go to Ren Fair last week.
Joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Stanley's old, reliving his youth at the Renaissance Fair, where Jimmy
goes even further back. Sorry, I missed out on that one. But I did go to Ren Fair last week myself.
Phones up. I was almost there because I had such a bad headache. I wanted to go find a guillotine or an executioner or someone.
Well, you could have sent him over to your house.
Yeah, could have, I guess. Could have used a little company. But hey, no, I don't know what it is that's going around, but Jimmy's so bad. His wife, Judy, called me to say he wasn't going to make it here, and she called yesterday. But he's listening in, and we're not going to answer the phone when he calls to yell.
Oh, speaking of that, here he is now.
And let me clarify one thing he said about me last week. It's not the fact that I don't like choral music. It's just it's so safe. You know, if you want to listen to the same type Christmas songs that you can hear over on Coma or Keep Sucking and Blowing, that's one thing. I want the different ones. Like, you know, I played White Christmas, but that sure as hell wasn't Bing Crosby you heard at the beginning.
No, it wasn't.
That was Temptress. Where else are you going to hear a transvestite dominatrix singing White Christmas? I don't think you're going to find it elsewhere. And after that was the Go-Go Boys, which we play a lot of there. That was Boys to the World. And so we'll be playing some more of the twisted ones here.
Yeah, we
coming up that you know.
When I hosted the safe stuff, now you get to host the twisted.
Yeah, yes. This way, you know, with Jimmy definitely not being here, then you know, hopefully the FCC will only knock on one of us.
We can hope.
They're only going to knock off one of us.
Yeah, unfortunately, the one CD I wasn't working, I got to get that fixed because I really want to play that other song.
Well, just re-download it.
That should scare Jimmy.
He's not listening.
No, he is. He's listening. He's probably sitting at home, sitting next to Judy, stroking her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the show in one ear and watching the prison shows he was watching on. So I have a hard to have a conversation with him when they show a half-naked Hispanic guy in handcuffs. He wasn't really keeping attention with the conversation.
Have to give, does he have to wear a bib during that?
He has to wear a bib usually, so.
That's not true. His attention is greatly focused.
Yeah, but not on the people he was talking with. I mean, he was literally looking around people going, just caught a glimpse of a half-naked Hispanic guy in only wearing boxer's briefs. In handcuffs, and for some reason our conversation wasn't interesting to him anymore.
I wonder why.
Go figure, huh?
Uh-oh. Is,
boxers.
Huh?
Good-looking guys.
I said I'm sure they weren't pink boxers.
No, that wasn't prison issue. Can you go answer the phone, please? Yeah, go in there. It's probably Jimmy yelling at us. Because it was the station, the yellow light would be flashing. So, all right, we've got some calendar events coming up. If you're on the phone, just keep holding. We'll get to you here eventually. Also, our quickie tonight, we've got kind of a rotation. We've got in ICOH tonight, and hopefully Hatch will be here later.
I haven't seen or heard from him yet.
Uh-oh.
It is indeed our illustrious leader, and he'd like to go very much on the air.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, this is not a call-in show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hold on. I have to say it. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Well, let me put it to you this way. Who would you rather look at? You or a half-naked Hispanic man?
That's a hard choice.
Okay. Let's see. That's time for me to break out those Christmas songs I said I wasn't going to pull out.
All right, Jimmy.
Because our illustrious crew out there did find that one song I've been threatening to play and found it online.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. We're in trouble. what happened to the nice, safe Christmas music? The nice, melodious stuff?
That was last week, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. Memories.
Well, fortunately, you're able to still remember last week.
I
didn't have to. Wes picked it all.
Yeah, I know. And I had fun doing it, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
But no, we're digging down to the bottom of the bag. And Yeah, I've got to get that one CD replaced from JD, because I really miss playing Below Me, It's Christmas.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
So...
No, we've got lots of fun Christmas music to play, seasonal music, that doesn't have to be totally rude.
And that's where you're wrong.
And that's why I'm not there this week yet.
You just keep stroking Judy's pussy and maybe you'll feel better.
Judy's pussy is bald.
Uh-oh.
Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, it got all the fur got licked off of Judy's pussy.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't me.
Did y'all shave it?
No. The cat came in, got nervous, and started losing its hair.
Oh, wow.
But it's grown back.
Well, you know. Well, the cat felt so out of place because, you know, once it entered the room, it realized it was the only one of it getting any action.
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, ever since Judy took his wind-up mouse away from her and, you know, hasn't been seen from or heard from since.
Well,
whoa.
For someone who was on death's door last weekend, you sure have recovered.
Mm. Well, you know, it's all the good drugs in there.
Yeah, it must be. So what have we got on the tap for this evening's show?
Well, I've got ICOH here.
Really?
And no hatchlings.
And no hatchlings. Wow.
See, that's ICOH switch. Is going to be a little busy next week, so they switch weeks with Colts.
Oh. How convenient.
They have a little event next week.
Just a little event?
Yeah, just a touch.
Yeah, it's called Cotillion, and it's a huge event.
Well, you're a size queen, though.
No, it's a very, very nice event, and I hope we can get folks to go to it, because it's all dressed up in fancy gowns and big jewels and faldera. It's great.
And hopefully it'll be a
little living. So who do you have there from ICOH?
The Emperor and Empress.
Oh, how nice. How nice. I'm sorry I'm not there.
We're not.
Ignore him, Jimmy. Yeah. We miss you.
Okay, thank
you.
Oh,
please.
Very
he puts
much.
The typhoid in typhoid Mary.
Yeah, if I went up there, everybody would
no,
be
No, just
sick
the Mary.
Anymore. Yeah, well.
Yeah. Plus, we got the other one in the studio tonight.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. Talk about events and have fun with ICOH, and maybe Hatch will show up.
Yeah, and then just wait till later when we pick out music.
Okay.
We're going to the internet. We're playing videos.
No.
Yes.
I told you which one I wanted to play.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I
He's speechless.
I see nothing. I hear nothing. I'm not part of this.
Then you better turn the radio off.
You shouldn't have called in now, because you know when the FCC listens, they're going to hear both of our voices now, so we're screwed. Yeah, I tried covering it by having you at home on a death doorstep.
But I'm old and sick.
Yeah, we could have used that excuse a year ago, but we didn't take it then.
Oh, thanks. Have a great show.
Okay, Jimmy.
Okay.
Bye, Jimmy. Bye.
I have to bust his balls. It's the only action he gets. Top drop. All right, let's do some calendar stuff here real quick, and then we will get to our guests. What do you got? Because I can't see it right now.
That's something unusual. I got a couple things here. Let's see here. HAB, beer, bear. Oh, excuse me. Start over. Take two. HAB, bear beer bust on today, Sunday, December the 7th, 2008, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas Street. Come join the Houston Area Bears for their monthly social at Tony's Corner Pocket on the patio. Check out www.houstonareabears.com for more info.
On the patio?
On the patio.
You better be a bear. You're going to need the extra, between the fur and the other insulation, you're going to need that to survive on the patio.
And if you're not a bear, you can always get one of them to wrap around you.
True.
So, hey, there you go. Also, we got the sing-along with the Judy Garland Christmas special. Return to 1963 when CBS first aired this ultra-campy black-and-white television special featuring Judy at her Judiest with Nancy Ford. Additional, I can't even read that part, so we'll go down. Sunday,
additional
December.
Holiday music provided by the Houston Pride Band Giles Ensemble.
Thank you. You could read that better than I could.
It's from a
turn on your mic.
There. It's going to be a long night. This is what happens, just to warn you, this is what happens when you stick 10 inches of Vietnamese in your mouth and don't know where the hell it came from. I'm going to be lucky to survive tonight.
I don't even... That was just
you're
going to
get whiplash. You turn your neck up that fast. They're going to be like, what? You found 10-inch Vietnamese?
Oh. That's going to be...
You're going to make me say I don't think I've ever seen anything Asian that large, but
I don't think I have.
But if you say so.
Yes, there'll be our little food advisory later on. I'll give it now real quick. If you ever go into a Vietnamese sandwich shop,
uh-huh.
Turn around and walk back out.
Get the ingredients before you purchase the sandwich. There was pate on the sandwich, and that wasn't the most disgusting thing on the sandwich.
Oh, special.
Ouch.
Very special.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Well, the Julie Garland
Judy.
Christmasville.
What type of homosexual are you? You don't know a Judy. Somebody already flushed the show because we're circling the bowl. We're lost you without our Jimmy.
But at any rate, the Judy Garland Christmas Special is going to be at In-N-Out at 1537 North Shepherd, Sunday, December the 7th at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. with light hors d'oeuvres and a holiday raffle. Suggested donations are $20. Let's see. Got De La Soul Productions presents A Country Christmas, hosted by Miss Southern Comfort, with special guest Mr. TGRA 2009 Eddie Taylor. Sunday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Brazos River Bottom, 2400 Brazos Street. Tables are $75. To RSVP, contact Dairy Smith at daedaluus@gmail.com. Benefiting a Texas tradition, the TGRA 2009 Fall Radio.
Rodeo.
Yeah. Damn. I'm doing real good tonight, aren't I? What you got over there?
Let's see if I can do any better before I screw it up. Someone out there is pleased to announce a December program entitled Montrose, Field Studies of a Neighborhood. That'll take place at the Freed Montrose Library located at 4100 Montrose on Saturday, December 13th from noon to 1:30. Three graduate students from the Anthropology Department of Rice University will present their work on the Montrose neighborhood with the topics of the local market and African art objects, the Near Town Association, and the Texas Gay Rodeo Association. Once again, that is on the 13th from noon to 1:30 at the Freed Montrose Library. The PWA Holiday Charities presents its annual Christmas show Caribbean Style on Sunday, December 14th at 7 p.m. over at the Brazos River Bottom. MCs are Anne-Marie Gill and Regina Dane. I got a feeling someone in here is going to be able to talk about that. Yeah?
I can say.
I think you mentioned a few things about that. The Colt 45's Christmas Show and Community Awards will be on December 21st at the Brazos River Bottom, 2400 Brazos. Silent auction starts at 6, show starts at 7. It's benefiting the Colt 45 charities. They'll be presenting the Danny V Award, the Golden Colt Award, the BJ Summers Memorial Entertainer Award, and this year's fabulous Big Stockings dinner created by clubs and friends throughout the community, including one, if Jimmy doesn't hack all over it, a after-hours stocking. Colt 45s is a 501c3 charity. For more information on them, call. You can check out the web, colt45s.org. We're going to switch back and forth? Go.
Okay. December the 10th, 2008, Day Without a Gay. Let's call in gay, everybody. Fight the hate with love and take the day off work and volunteer to be of service. So, this Wednesday, let's call
Wednesday, 12th. December 10th, 2008, yep. Is Day Without a Gay.
I'm sorry, boss. I can't come in. I feel like a little homosexual. I've got a sore throat. My ass hurts.
Dad, you got to call me, Jimmy.
Probably here in a second.
But what they want you to do is rather than just stay at home, they're do some sort of service work for our community. It's part of the continuing effort to say F you to California for Prop 2.
Prop 8?
Prop 8, sorry. Prop 2 is Arizona. Hey, I got the first part right. Pick a number, any number.
13?
I don't know who has that one yet.
Oh, okay. This is to announce that the Solstice Party this year will be Saturday, December 13th at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church. The address is 1900 Bering Drive. We will be meeting in Westwood Hall on the north side of the buildings from 12:30 till 3:30. Please RSVP to RSVP Solstice 2008 at live.com and let us know how many people will be attending. If your last name begins with A through M, please bring your best side dish or salad. Those with the last names beginning with N through Z, please bring your most yummy dessert. I could think of a few desserts I'd like to bring. Turkey and ham will be provided. One special request, when you RSVP, please provide a little-known fact about yourself that you don't mind being made public. We are going to use the information to play a fun game. Maybe you'll win the door prize. We look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, I have no idea where these events are, because they just say there's events coming up, but Marsha Mink wants to announce that getting ready for fundraising for the next few events until coronation for the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc., Houston, Galveston, North America, Western Hemisphere, or Planet Earth, Milky Way. They have to, no, they don't have it on there. You can check out MarshaMink.com to find out where the locations are for December 21st, the Winter Mink Fest, and December 22nd through the 29th, 8 Winey and Diney Nights. Like I said, that's MarshaMink.com. And also with a Rhesus, the JP Candidate Show, JP Gill, will be at George at 8 p.m. on December 12th. And one other thing on here. Nominate your favorite community star. Nominations are being accepted for Grand Marshal for the 2009 GLBT Pride Parade. For more information, you go to pridehouston.org, and you can download the information and nominating stuff. Nominations are due by January 9th. So, joining us in studio here is the Emperor and Empress from... I was about ready to say elect, but that's changed now.
Yes, it has.
Flip those around like that. Of Space City Empire, Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire. I don't know all the extra title parts to it there. I know we've got Christopher Prado and Regina Dane. I'm lucky I remember that much, let alone all the
that's
other little adjectives you that gets tacked onto with these name.
With our personal tagline that we choose.
Yeah, the one that takes up the second page of the email.
Would you like us to quote it?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go first.
Oh, I have to look at it sometimes.
Oh, you can't even remember yours? I have mine memorized.
Go ahead.
Well, go for it if you got it memorized.
Oh, okay. This year, I will be known as the larger-than-life, leopard-loving, black velvet, red rose, and pink champagne, sparkling heart of the universe. The Regent Gemini Empress Regina Dane.
And I will be known as the pink sapphire, black diamond, and platinum. Wishes from the heart do come true when you believe. Sparkling Latino bear cub, his most imperial majesty, the seventh elected Apollo Emperor of Reign 7 of ICOH, Cubby Christopher Sparkles Boy Prado. Yes, and yes, it does take up some space.
Yeah, you must use a small font on that business card because I'm waiting for you to turn it over. But let's explain to everybody what we mean by the Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire, and why you have these long titles.
Well, Christopher is actually the current elected emperor. We have our community fundraising organization who, once a year, by community vote, elects two co-presidents and entitled an emperor and empress. This year there was no elected empress, so as a former empress, I have very graciously agreed to step in and do this again. This will actually be my...
They pulled her out of retirement.
This will actually be my third time around.
So they went to the old queen's castle.
Yeah.
And
they said, please come back out.
Got me up out of my bed where I was... Where
she was sleeping. She was waiting for her prince.
Well, no, I was getting ready to kick out the young trade.
That would be correct, because she is running for Slut of the Year this year in ICOH.
Dreams do come true.
I know. Oh. My year of mourning is over.
Now it's time for the evening stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
She's working on it. She's doing a good job.
If my phone goes off and it's a text message, I'm leaving.
We do have that standard rule with this show. You know, if you do get a better offer in that way, we do understand.
No. It's not actually a phone call. It has to be a text message. If it's a text message, she will be out of here in a split second.
Why did I hear
phone calls are from friends. Text messages are from booty call.
Oh, okay. So okay. I see what you're doing.
Back to what we were here to really talk about.
What?
Actually, so... But 2 weeks ago now, we had enthronement.
Yes.
Which was our official, the official investment induction of Christopher and myself into our positions as emperor and empress.
And all the pomp and circumstance of having someone with titles of emperor and empress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. There's lots of stuff. But
lots of stuff. As a matter of fact, before we came here, we were literally getting ready for next Saturday, thinking of this and thinking of different things that we needed to list. And it's a long list.
Yeah, because next Saturday is what we call our coming out cotillion. It's like the official kickoff for Reign 7, where we'll announce all of our line title holders. We'll announce some honorary and some camp titles. And
our beneficiary, who we're going to be working for the next 11 months.
And then also the check distribution to Reign 6's beneficiary, Bearing Omega, will be presented that night as well.
By the former
Emperor. By the newly, the newest Dowager Monarchs, Gemini Empress 3, Rose Smith, and Apollo Emperor Jeff Wallace.
And like I said, with what this organization is, they raise funds, and rather than having, you know, those stuffy titles of president and vice president and all that other stuff, it's imperial style. It's kind of like going out to the Ren Fest sort of a thing. It's that type of, it's that camp kicked up a notch of mm-hmm. where their line of succession are their people who help them in their endeavors to raise money for their charity.
Exactly.
And, you know, instead of, you know, they do have a board, but a different type of board on there. Rather than having board members, it's princes and duke and duchess and marquis and all sorts of different old school titles.
And with that, all that comes with the bowing and the curtsying and the glitz and the glamour when we get to get in gowns and crowns and get all prettied up for the night. And
yeah, my knees just stopped hurting from going to enthronement. I mean, watching these deep, you know, hitting both knees on the ground practically, but not kneeling forward. I mean, crossing your legs to kneel down. I only saw one person who needed help getting back up. I'm surprised.
Was Jackie there?
Hmm?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. But no, I mean, it's, and so next week you'll be announcing your... The people who are going to be,
like we say in much, very much in our oath of office, when the monarchs are invested, while our game is camp in nature, our purpose is as serious as the needs of our community. So, yeah. So while we do have a lot of very dramatic and glamorous paraphernalia. We like to show off.
The staffs are 6-7 feet tall.
Yeah, they're
huge.
The balls on them were above both of y'all.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Balls above them.
Okay, we're digressing.
And they're not pink. Or blue.
And we digress. Uh-huh. But there's nothing wrong with digression.
So.
Next Saturday is going to be a really, really fun event. It's early evening kind of event. People will start gathering around 5-ish. There'll be some light.
They said they're going to have some fabulous light food for us, but when they say light food, that can go anyway, where it's chips and dips or
everything's fried.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure they're planning on something to surprise us with that.
That'll be about 6, and then the actual ceremonies will start at 7. So.
And where's it going to be at?
At In and Out. Do you know where that is?
No, I haven't been there yet.
In and Out. It's 1537 North Shepherd. It's actually owned by the Ed Moniger, the owner of EJ's.
It's the sister bar to EJ's.
Yeah.
Up in the Heights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right next to the auto dealership. There's the auto dealership.
It actually has one on either side of it.
It's Shepherd. There is auto dealerships usually. Yep. The bar was probably an old auto dealership that they turned into a bar.
Sounds like I-45 where all you see is auto dealerships.
Yeah.
We'll have some fabulous entertainment as well during the night, and of course Jeff and Rose get to give out their money for all their hard work, and I believe they will finally see, because I don't know that they actually know the exact dollar amount that they've actually done as of yet, so it's usually kind of a surprise to the Dowager Monarchs as to their final big total once it's seen, and so I'm sure they're going to be happy with their total, and then of course we kick off our reign and give out some titles and give out some bling.
It'll be your last chance to see Rose in a dress, too, probably.
Oh, probably for a while.
Yeah.
It's kind of her last real official duty and responsibility that she'll make, appearance that she'll make. Then she'll just be out causing havoc and saying whatever she thinks and feels.
So she'll be back to Rose.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if she really truly stopped.
No.
But
it's subsided,
toned down a bit.
It subsided just a little bit during the year.
But
yeah, she was back. She was in. Actually,
she was in rare form the other night.
When was it? Last night.
Yes, it was last night.
Last night at the BRB, at the Southern Country Show.
All right, so next Saturday, In and Out at 6, food at 6, show at 7, for the ICOH Space City Empire Cotillion 7. Yep.
And for anyone that actually would love to come out and join our court, we do have our meetings the first Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m., location to be announced, but you can always get a hold of one of us or go on to, believe the
Space City, www.spacecityempire.org, or you can email Christopher and myself at monarchs@spacecityempire.org.
And we'll be glad to get you the information as to where the meetings are going to be at.
All right.
Every month.
Is that it, I guess?
We're good.
Yeah, because we don't really have anything going on until Cotillion, and then once Cotillion comes, that when we come back in January, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Oh,
a lot more to talk about. Right now, it's pretty much...
You just took over, and you still got to decide what events you're going to
do. Yeah, we're looking at the calendar, trying to book things.
Dates and locations.
And trying to maneuver around, because, you know, January is kind of a crazy month. You would think it wouldn't be right after the holidays, but community event-wise... There's a lot of things with the Aresis coronation and the Crew of Olympus ball, so we have to look at all those.
Yeah, there's another weird event that may be coming up if someone gets their act together. So that take off air.
Oh, okay.
So,
you were talking earlier. Let me give a little plug for a separate event that I'll be doing. Actually, the very next night, it's going to be a double duty drag weekend for me. Saturday night after Cotillion, then we'll moving on into Sunday the 14th. I will actually I'm making my grand return to Holiday Charities, PWA Holiday Charities events, as the co-MC for the PWA Holiday Christmas Show at the BRB. This is a big, big, big annual event for... it was really kind of the start of Holiday Charities. The Christmas Show was one of the first events that Lady Victoria Lust put on to start Holiday Charities.
Hmm.
It was her annual. Okay. It was the first annual event that she always did every year, and then it grew into a lot of other endeavors, and now it's become a very, very outstanding organization, and they're working hard, and it's going to be fun to kind of get back involved with them.
Cool.
I was actually one of the charter members of Holiday Charities.
Let them know about the special little thing that y'all were doing with this year's PWA Holiday
Show.
Yeah,
we decided to Anne Marie and I were talking about this, and we didn't want to do ever. There's so many holiday shows. We wanted to go a little untraditional. So we're going, we're having a Caribbean Christmas.
Oh, yes. It's all over.
We're going tropical for the holidays.
I know we have a Hawaiian Christmas song, not a Caribbean
one. I know. I keep finding Hawaii, and all cover such versions of that Mele Kaliki Maka Hawaiian Christmas song.
Bette Midler.
Yes, I have that one. Love that. I want a hat like that.
It would look better on Chris.
Let me see.
On a big hat.
Looks like a poinsettia.
Oh, I like that one.
Looks like a poinsettia. Yeah, it's a poinsettia she's wearing on her head.
Uh huh.
Basically.
Yeah, an enormous poinsettia made out of red feathers. Yeah.
All right, so 13th, In and Out, Space City Empire Cotillion, 14th at the
BRB,
PWA Holiday Charities Christmas Show.
Come on down. We're here. We're going to be everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of things going on and a lot of events going on this month, and
we'll keep listening up for you,
and we'll be there.
All right,
we're here, we're everywhere. That's our big goals this year, is to be out and about and being
spreading pink, spreading glitter.
Yes.
I have another song that has glitter in it, but it's not spreading glitter. All right, thank you very much. We're going to go now to a little bit of music and bring in the Hatchlings. Time to bring in the Bear Force. This is a different type of Christmas group. This is the first Bear Band, E-A-R Band. And so I got that button pushed there. You want to hit the button? You can check them out on YouTube. It's Bear Force, BEARFORCE 1, the numeral 1. And this is called Christmas is Here. This is After Hours. Coming up, Hatchlings. have a merry ding dong day. It just sounds so wrong.
In so many ways.
That was Bear Force. You can find them on YouTube, which is where we play that video from. You can go to their website, bearforce1. I don't know if it's .com or .nl.com.
Let's see if I can find out.
They're a British... no, I'm sorry, not British. They're a Dutch. They call themselves the first bear band. Like I said, you can find them out there on the net. Along with another cute one that somebody was passing around, Lone Star Activist, a video. I won't play it because you have to see the dance performance on it. You go to YouTube, it's the 12 Gays of Christmas, which is different than the 12 Gays of Christmas that we play here on the show, but it's basically this group of guys who are dancing to the traditional song of the 12 Days of Christmas, except they are very flamboyant and kind of pantomime the acts of yours. So when the 12 Lords are leaping?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the 12 Lords are leaping, and all of them jump up into the splits.
Ouch.
I cried. I cried for them. All right, it is time for Hatch.
Yes, it is.
Who we have.
My name's Elizabeth.
And my name's Brendan. I'm one of the adult facilitators and volunteers for Hatch.
I am all alone today, so I'm trying to think of things to talk about. A lot of my friends bailed on coming tonight. So what I thought I'd start out with is this past month at Hatch was really actually quite cool. We had several little events. Thanksgiving, we had like a little potluck, which was really, really cool because we got to kind of hang out. But what was funny was the potluck was actually on the night that the election was.
Oh.
So we weren't paying attention to anything else other than the election results on, like, four computers. The TV was on. There were four computers going on. We were all kind of sitting there going, okay, we're supposed to be focusing on something else. No, wait, what's the election results? What's the election results? Oh, wait, we're supposed to be focusing. No, wait. Okay, did that update yet? So it was hilarious. We couldn't actually focus on anything else, but it was really cool. And coming up this month, we have a couple events. On the 19th, Hatch is having a little Christmas party with the White Elephant, which I actually didn't know about until somebody informed me at Hatch what the party type thing is, because I had never actually been to a White Elephant party.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah, I didn't realize what it was, and then they explained to me, you know, the stealing of the gifts and
yeah,
all
there's,
that
there's,
stuff.
Everyone has different themes on that. There's, you know, it's called either a White Elephant, a Chinese Christmas exchange, Aunt Matilda, depending on how bad you get, there's like the Aunt Matilda Christmas exchange where you bring in the worst gift.
Yeah.
I was invited to one of those once. You're supposed to bring, you know, a worst type of gift that you ever receive. You put it into this kind of this exchange. And the only thing I could think of bringing is I actually bought this vase in Mexico. Very primitive looking. Not as in primitive as in ancient. Primitive as, you know, the slave labor children didn't know what they were drawing. And it looked hideous. And I got cutesy with it. I included a white elephant in it.
Ah.
I went and bought a little white elephant at the dollar store and go, here, and so there's something. I almost won worst gift. And then
what
they
won?
I believe it was this group has been around for a while, had done stuff. So there was a the Aggie bowling ball.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Which is a brick that's painted black.
Oh, yes.
That's great.
And this year, they got the person who had it brought it and put it in a big box so you couldn't tell what it was till you got it.
Oh, dear.
And like I said, I almost won, and I said, you know, I hate to tell you this, but when I bought that vase, it was a twin pack. I've got one at home still.
Oh, dear.
And they're like, no!
So, is there a lot of stealing taking place during this bring the worst gift?
Usually, the rule is you stop at three.
Right.
Yeah. There's
so there is a lot of stealing. People are stealing people's bad gifts.
Yeah, and sometimes with a white elephant, it's good gifts that you do as well, but then you stop it at, you know, once the gift has touched three hands,
right.
Usually is how most people play it,
right.
Then it stops, you know. I went to one Christmas party at work, and I just started working there and asked them, you know, what should I bring? And I thought they were joking me when they told about, you know, alcohol gift sets. And I'm like, I'm not bringing that to work. And that was the only things that were stolen, passed around. It was like, you know, I ended up with a photo clock.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it's one of those weird, depending on how you go with it, whether you're doing it as a strictly gag sort of thing for it, or if it's, you know, serious, but you're just stealing it. But some of those can be interesting.
Yeah, ours is called the Pink Elephant. And it's going to be, you know, three steals on the present and everything. And I think we're supposed to go as, like, weird as we can with the amount of money we're allowed to spend. And it's just like, go get something that's never going to get stolen, so you're stuck with it. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, that's kind of coming up this month. Tomorrow is the Spry Hatch Social.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, they came in and talked to us about...
So tell everyone what Spry is, okay. Just in case they don't know.
Spry is seniors preparing for the Rainbow Years. Right. And they used to share the room with us. I don't think they do that anymore. I'm not sure. But, yeah, they came in and talked to us about a month and a half ago about what it was like for them coming out, growing up, all that kind of stuff. Back when they were born, and we had so much fun just listening to them talk that we decided, you know, I want to have a time when we could both talk, you know, about our past and everything, so we could kind of tell them how, you know, what it's like for us coming out.
Right.
And so they set up this kind of little social for us, and it starts tomorrow at 4:30.
What a great idea. What's going to be involved with the social?
I think it's going to be like two kind of panels. They're going to talk to us. We're going to kind of tell them about our coming out and our living kind of today as, you know, young GLBT kids.
Right.
So we're looking forward to that. And then next month, starting sometime, I'm not sure when, we have, for the writers group, we have a photographer who's coming in and is going to teach us photography and art. And I think it's a six-week program.
Oh, wow. So you're actually going to be taking pictures, develop them.
Yes.
Creating themes.
Yes.
Using real film? What's that?
I believe, yes. It's going to be...
Right, exactly.
It's going to be this strange thing you can't find anywhere anymore. That thing you used to put in cameras? I think it's called film. I'm not sure. And now I have a card. It slides into my camera. It's a 1 gigabyte. I know, it's lame.
That's
You don't have to go climbing into a closet to load your camera. Up. You can pull it out in the sunlight and wave it around.
Right. It's a card. It's modern. I slide it into my car. What sucks is that I have three cameras at home, and I always get the cards confused. So I've had a time where I was supposed to take a bunch of pictures and had the wrong card. That doesn't match that camera. Oh, dear. So, yeah, anyways.
Are y'all going to have a show?
I believe if we have enough participants and we get... quality pictures.
Right.
They're going to have a little show for us, yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that will be very cool. We're looking forward to that. Also next year, we got approved for the art car parade.
Oh, that's fun.
So Hatch is going to be working in our spare time on an art car.
That's fun. I think this is the first time Hatch will have an art car, is that correct?
I think we had an art car a couple years ago.
Okay.
But I wasn't there, so I'm not sure.
Deb is involved with the art car.
Yes, she is, very heavily. She's had almost an art car. Either she hasn't had an art car, she's worked on a team with an art car.
Yeah, I think that's right.
For the last several years. But, yeah, so she kind of was talking to us about art car, the art car parade, and kind of what we could do. And we came up with a theme with her heavy amount of help. And so now we're working on a... getting that ready and getting
so
that
is the theme top secret at this point, or can you talk?
It's top secret.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to talk. No, it's going to be really cool, though. We're getting started on it next month, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, teenagers, we can't work on it steadily for one day. We have to spread it out.
Right.
If we try and do it all in one day, it won't get done.
Yes, I have been heavily involved in the past with Hatch and their Pride Parade float.
Oh, dear, I heard.
Yeah, well, there are several years that I actually was the adult chair for the parade in... there are times when it's hard to get the Hatch kids focused in working on a particular, especially a long-term project that
span several weekends or whatever.
Yes, I what? I can't read.
Yeah, stand halfway across.
He's standing from far away. Oh, no, I have one for each particular... He wants me to sell my camera. No, I have my large work camera, which is an Olympus camera, and I use it for taking work pictures, and then I have two cameras after that. One is for family events, and the other one is one that ends up being loaned out to everyone I know. But it's actually not my camera. It's my sister's camera.
Well, the good thing about those memory chips now is you can get them so easily anywhere that if you're out and you do have the wrong one.
You can just go down the store to Walgreens or CVS or Walmart or whatever and just pick up a card. And they're not that expensive anymore. No. I found one for the camera I have that I spent like $40 on my original card. Same card, it's like $20. So, that's cool. Where was I at?
Oh, the, I don't know.
The Hatch Kids and yes. Losing focus. See, that's, it fits. No, yeah, I've heard about horror stories of, you know, finishing the parade and then they're supposed to come in and tear the float down and nobody showed up.
Yes.
But, no, I will get a whip and keep the kids in line.
That's right.
It might be fun. So we have that coming up, and our car is actually going to duel as the Pride Parade float.
Okay.
Because we're kind of keeping the themes close together.
Smart. Very smart.
So we're really looking forward to that, actually having a little float thing for the Pride Parade.
Excellent.
Some fun parties coming up in January. We're actually having a 2-day Harry Potter marathon.
Okay.
We're showing all the movies in 2 days, because we cannot do it in one.
How many movies are there now?
5.
Oh, wow.
Yes, there's a lot of movies and a lot of kids who are actually really interested in coming in and sitting for 2 days and watching Harry Potter.
Sure.
I personally am probably not going to be there.
Have you read or read the books or seen any of the movies?
I have read all the books and seen all the movies about a bajillion times because my sister is a huge Harry Potter fan. I mean, she knows trivia. She knows things that nobody should know. You shouldn't read that book that many times.
It's just a book.
I know.
But they're all good.
I haven't read any of the Harry Potter books. But
sorry.
I have to say that I have been reading the Twilight series books.
Oh, God.
And I absolutely love these books.
I'm going to make myself look very horrible right now. I love the books, too.
Aren't they great?
I've read all of them. There's a new one coming out in, like, 2 years. It's actually it's going to be about Edward.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
And the things he does, his past, and the things he does while she's sleeping.
Oh, wow. That's going to be great. I've got two more chapters in the third book. And then I will have completed the third book. So I still have the fourth book.
Oh, you haven't read the fourth book?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. I can't talk about it now. Damn it. It's
Sorry,
such a great book.
Side note there.
Yeah, they're such a great series, and I can't believe I just said that on air. It's so bad. Everyone's been making fun
of... I'm a little bit older than you, so that's even...
Yes. That's sad. It's okay. My mom and dad actually love the books, too.
You know, everyone loves these books. I have three coworkers who had read those books and had encouraged me to read them and try them. And I did, and I just fell in love with them. They're great.
What's fascinating is all these books that are being classified as young adult books are very, very popular in the older crowd.
Right, yeah. Well, the Harry Potter books. You know,
Harry Potter,
those were,
Twilight.
Yeah, I mean, that became an adult phenomenon just as much as it was for kids.
Especially with Twilight. I know that there's a lot more adults reading Twilight than there actually are young adults.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And
you know, half my office has at least read one or several of the books.
Yeah, it's very, very popular in the 40 to 60 range of older women.
Yeah.
It's very popular. I mean, there's actually like 12 fan sites that are packed all the time.
Yeah.
They're in the twilight of their life, so they've pick up on it. Welcome to Menopause Mysteries.
Have you read any of these books?
I stopped reading when I needed glasses.
Oh.
I actually want to read them myself. I saw the movie and loved it.
The book is even better.
The book is so much better.
It really is.
Many things missing, and the movie has a lot of mistakes in it. But they tried to keep it as close to close to the book as they could.
They really did. And you know, the book takes time building the relationship and the tension between Bella and Edward that the movie just doesn't have time to do.
Yeah, the movies never have time to.
Right.
I have to step in real quick and let everyone know that you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. On listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize for the sniffling. I'm not feeling too good today.
Well, you know, I just got over a cold myself. It's a rough cold.
Well, yeah. a lot of people are. We talked about that. I mean, Jimmy's not here this week. I was out last week.
So that change of weather crud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and gosh, the week before that, I had stomach virus. It was the worst I felt in 10 years, easily. It was horrible.
Yeah, I had been fighting a chest infection for a couple months a little while ago, and I finally got over that, and now I'm doing this again. I'm like, I don't want to go through that again. No more chest infections, please.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Those are uncomfortable and painful, and you can't sleep. Because breathing while you're sleeping is too hard. And I was not doing too good.
Well, you got to give up one of them then.
Breathing or sleeping. I think I'll stay with breathing. Because it's kind of required for that whole living thing.
It's overrated.
I was going to say, yeah, that's all overrated.
It's all overrated.
They got machines to do that for you.
They got machines to do that, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about Twilight.
Yes. Twilight has hijacked the show.
I guess it's not just teenagers who can't pay attention during conversations.
Right.
We're just a lot worse.
Right.
Actually, it's really cool because the movie is very, very close to the book. There's only a few things, and mostly it's like sets.
Yeah, that's right.
And how fast they had to move the story along the line.
That's right.
That they changed a few things just to make it go faster.
Yeah.
Because it's such a short movie. It is. For its type of movie, it's only an hour and like 59 minutes. Yeah.
So the book is 600 pages.
Yeah, there's like a whole 30 minutes of movie time missing, and the book is so, like, it's 600 pages.
Right.
So there's so, like, there's a lot missing. But it's a really great book. And what was funny is my dad was like, what are you taking me to? Because he'd been listening to a lot of, like, the what are they called? People who rate movies.
Oh.
Reviews.
Yeah. He'd been listening to a lot of the reviews on radio and reading them, and they were all horrible. And there was one guy who talked about it not being, you know, a vampire movie, and what are they calling it a vampire movie for? And it is very true. It does not follow the normal vampire movie theme. There's not a lot of blood, guts, and gore.
Yeah, I saw something about it. It's a vampire movie with no sex and no violence.
There you go.
And it's done during the daylight hours.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the violence kicks in a notch or two as you get into
As you get further into the books. There's more violence. There's more intimate moments. But no real sex. Because remember, it is written by a Mormon.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes, the author is a Mormon lady who was in her spare time, was writing this, you know, little book, and somebody read it and said to her, quit your job, finish the book.
That's what, yeah.
So her husband took over the household, and she just sat there and wrote.
Oh, that's great.
How many books are in the series?
There are four in the series as of right now.
Okay.
Last I heard, she had sold like 8 million of these books.
Yes.
Wow.
They're very popular. When she was actually talking about like when she finished the book, she was hoping for like, you know, the advance money to be at least like $10,000 so she could pay off her car note. They gave her $80,000.
That's.
She said she almost hit the floor. She opened the check for the advance check and she's like $80,000. What? But now she's, you know, sold uncomfortable amounts of books.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really cool.
Probably more since the movie came out.
Yes. Yes, they have. They actually said there's a whole new swing of Twilight being sold just because there's all these new people going to see it. So that was really cool. We actually, my family went and saw that on Thanksgiving.
Great.
Because we actually ignore the holiday. My dad tries not to ignore it completely. He actually gets the turkey dinner from the restaurant we go to. I had steak. My sister had chicken. We don't like Turkey Day. Now, that doesn't mean we don't like turkey. We actually have three turkeys during November and December.
Huh, that's odd. What's the problem with Thanksgiving?
Just really bad past Thanksgivings.
Oh.
For the first about 10 years of my life, we spent every Thanksgiving with my grandmother, which led to nightmares. I mean, I love my grandmother.
Hopefully she's not listening right now.
She lives in Colorado, thank God.
Okay. KPFT.org.
She doesn't even know my sexual orientation.
Oh.
She's very, very, very religious.
Well, this is the Christmas gift that we'll keep giving as long as she doesn't give out.
I think if I told her, she would have a heart attack. Mm. I'm not committing murder from long distance, okay?
Ah, so I just prefer to do it up close. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Up close and personal. Gotta be right there in the face.
What's great is if I go out there, I can actually go skiing after. Sorry, she lives in Colorado. So, it's very bad. It's very, very bad. So we've had very, very bad past experience. Like I said, the first 10 years was with my grandmother, who made Thanksgiving a nightmare.
That's nice.
And then, although my grandfather did a great job while he was alive, it was a lot of fun because we'd be at the house for Thanksgiving, and then about 20 minutes after dinner was over, we were gone. He'd take either me or my sister or the entire family and go somewhere else. She ended up staying for some reason. I'm not sure. Sweetie, clean up the kitchen while I take the grandchildren to play. It worked. She's not a big fan of kids either, so.
Oh, well.
And then over the next 5 or 6 years before we stopped celebrating, we would go to other people's houses. We'd try and throw our own Thanksgiving. We'd try and get family together or people who we had made family. And it always worked out badly. It was always horrible. There was just nightmare Thanksgiving. So we decided about 4 years ago just to give up the holiday. So we ignore it by going nowhere near anybody who would say anything about it. We go out to Thanksgiving dinner for my dad because, well, he wants the turkey dinner. He has to have it. It's like, well, it does have tryptophan in it. And the rest of us get whatever we want. And then we go to the movies for the entire day until it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and we go home.
Oh, no, that's a nice Thanksgiving tradition. I like that.
Movies and then home. And by the time we're home, it's not Thanksgiving anymore. It works out.
That's great.
But what about the leftovers?
Oh, no, we have those throughout the month.
Ah.
We go out, we get 2 turkeys in November and 2 turkeys in December. And we cook them, and for like a week, we have turkey in the house. We have turkey sandwiches and turkey lunches and mix it in and have turkey, like casseroles. And, oh, it's great. We have a lot of turkey. You just don't do it on the day.
that's
which is kind of funny. But, next month at Hatch is really going to be really cool. And a lot of things are actually going on in the Heights area, too. There's the Lights in the Heights is coming up, which is actually really fun. I was going to have a party for Lights in the Heights and go see for all the Hatch kids and go see Lights and Heights, because a lot of them had said they'd never been there.
Oh, good. So as a group, you guys are thinking about doing
this. Yeah, we're going to go and see all the pretty houses all decorated. And I know I'm a lesbian and I'm not supposed to be that girly, but please, come on. It's pretty. It's
that's
spooky.
Right.
There's already quite a few houses out there already decorated up real nice.
Yeah.
Yes, there is several houses. They've started because next week is actually Lights and Heights, the 13th.
Yeah, I was out there tonight. I guess my second Christmas party this month so far.
I know. I talked to a friend of mine. I'm like, okay, the 13th is my party. He's like, okay, let me look in my book. I've got 10 of them. Let me make sure I have a free day. Okay, can I come to your party after I'm at this one? What time are you going to be done? 9? No, too late. Try again. Okay, I can leave at 6, I hope. So I'm like, okay, too many Christmas parties.
Yeah, I'm waiting till the... I live out in northwest Houston, so one of the big ones in past years has always been the Prestonwood Forest.
Right.
And I live next to Prestonwood Forest.
Oh.
So I'm waiting to see that traffic coming through. But I have noticed in the last year when it wasn't as crowded as I remember when we actually used to drive through the thing.
Yeah. Actually, last year we went to a place called Candy Cane Lane, as well as Lights in the Heights. I don't know where it is. And it was really cool. Every house was decorated in a specific theme. I love Lights in the Heights just because it's all random.
Yeah.
You walk up and there are birds decorated in pink. You're like, okay, there's pink birds. Moving on. But no, it's really great. There's like the most wattage award, which is the house you have to have sunglasses at because it's all white and very bright. There's fun ones, and on the night of the parade, there's so many people walking up and down those two streets that it's just insanity. You can lose a person very easily. So it's great, and so yeah, that's going on next month. I'm trying to think, which actually hurts.
Well, why don't we do this? I'll play a little music.
Oh,
give you a moment to regroup.
Thank you.
And we'll come back. This is one of our traditional Christmas songs we play on the show, but it's a different group than we normally play. We'll save Pansy Division for a little later.
I like the funky Christmas music, by the way.
And this is the one that whenever I tell people about the type of Christmas songs that we play on this show, there's a line from this song that I use to explain exactly what we play. How many Christmas songs do you know has the line shoving candy canes up each other's butts?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, normally we play the Pansy Division version. I've got that in the bag for later. But this is the Bootlickers doing their version of Homo Christmas.
Oh,
and this is After Hours.
Really? lucky. Well, I only got two dogs named Sappho and a year of therapy. On the fifth day of Christmas, well, I got from my lover 5 dental pills. Hot mercy, I got 4 turkey basters.
Yeah. 3 days, 5 years.
Lucky, lucky girl, I got 2 dogs named Sappho and a year of therapy. On the sixth day of Christmas, oh, the woman of mine gave to me 6 pierced labia.
Ooh.
5 dental stamps. I got 4 sterile turkey basters.
Oh,
no. And I just got those dogs named Sappho.
Cute.
And a year of therapy. What'd you get, Laura?
Well, on the seventh day of Christmas, I got 7 vibrators
for
my
honey. Good. Oh, I got 6 pierced labia.
5 dental stamps.
Look out. I got 4 turkey basters. We
need to.
Oh, my God, and I just got dogs.
So cute.
And a year of therapy. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave me 8 menstrual sponges.
8?
Yeah.
7 vibrators.
7. And I got my labia pierced 6 times.
5 dental dams.
Can I look? Oh, I got 4 turkey basters. Yes. Oh, you are so, so lucky, and I just got these little slobbering dogs.
I'm pulling that down before I go to hell completely.
Oh, dear.
Damn, Chris. Wow, those were interesting musical choices.
I'm still speechless. I have never heard that before.
Sally, I'm sorry.
I don't think I'll ever hear that again. And I got in trouble. Don't get me in trouble.
Hopefully I won't be getting a call tomorrow morning. If I do, I'll let you know.
What were you playing during hatch hour? I don't know. I didn't put it on. Oh, dear.
I admit I knew about the one. I remember the one line in the first song, and the other ones I... Let me say, I wasn't playing anything. It was not FCC compliant, as far as I know. It just... Wait a minute. You're over 18. The other Hatchlings didn't show, but this is the Hatch Show, and I...
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. That last song, or half song we played, was Venus Envy, the 12 Gays of Christmas. I'll play that once we get out of the family hour.
Yes. I'd actually like to hear the rest of it, but not during the hour where somebody's going to be checking.
I have to say, it was an interesting song.
I love the fact of what line it hit when you put on the headphones.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Yeah, I was sitting here dying, and it's like, oh, my God. go ahead. Answer the phone. You can do it right here. Yeah, do it. Oh, God.
What are we doing?
Sure.
Jimmy or Sally?
Sure.
There's somebody on the phone.
Uh-oh.
We've got a call.
Not a problem.
Fortunately, it's not the yellow light. And...
No. That was Sally. But she did say, everything's fine, y'all are great.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Sally, I fussed at them, I really did.
I went away for a second to use the ladies' room and came back to that. It was not my fault. I never heard that before.
Okay, screw that. Where's the choral music? The sad part is I actually had a safe song queued up for the second one of that, and I forgot that I had queued it, so...
Stick with the safe ones during hatch hour.
Yes.
I thought I was playing safe. I'm going to shut up now before I dig my hole in deep.
Too late.
That doesn't sound right.
Way too late. Way too late.
Okay, maybe we should get back to the hatch hour.
Let's try to elevate the
And this is alcohol-free on my part. That's the problem.
So Brendan asked me...
You haven't been to any Christmas parties yet, have you?
No.
So, yeah, okay.
Talks amongst yourselves. I'm going to be in the back sulking.
So Brendan asked me more about the election night and what we were doing and how we were kind of watching everything. We had CNN on one station. We had a local... local reports coming in. We had all this kind of stuff going on. We got a lot of us got to talking about, you know, why we voted for who we voted and everything. And it was really great because every Hatch kid that was of the age to vote voted.
Oh, that's great. That's very good.
And Deb was very pleased with that.
Good.
I guess she had had in previous years where not everyone had gone and voted, and we all had our stickers on.
Excellent.
Except for the two of us that are at Hatch that are from other states had to vote through the mail. But, yeah, so every one of us had voted, other than the 17-year-old who can't vote, you know who you are.
So y'all had some excitement around the election.
Oh, we did. It was the first time my dad and my mom took me and my sister to go vote, because it's the first year that both of us are able to vote. I mean, we had voted in all the pre-stuff, and we were very happy because we got to vote, and we got to vote for Hillary.
Oh, good, yeah. Well, she was my candidate, too.
She was so many people's candidate. I don't know why she didn't stay in. Very sad. But, the first time my dad took me to vote, my mom wasn't able to be there. But this time my mom was there, and there was, of course, in my family, pictures were taken.
Oh, great.
It was hilarious. We were standing there in front of the box, and pictures, yay, this is our first time voting. We went out to dinner after that. And then it happened to be a Hatch night. And we went to, are you going to be okay?
No.
Oh.
He's crying back there.
Several people have come into the booth and given you a little bit of a hard time.
I'm just still getting over what I did.
It was priceless.
It was. It'll be a memory. Sally calling. That's the first for me. That's the first God. For me.
Yeah, get ready. I may need the services over there again at MCG.
Right.
So we had all the computers up, and we tried. We really tried hard to focus on the night's planned. I mean, we put the computers away like 10 times in the first 20 minutes. They'd come out. The laptops would open up. We'd see the results. We'd close the laptop, and it'd get put away. And then we'd all be on the main computers that Hatch has, and we'd be like, wait, we put the laptops away. We can't use the provided equipment.
Were you all watching the results for Proposition 8 as well as the presidential?
We were all very upset over it, actually. We had seen early on that it was losing.
Yeah.
Or it was winning.
Right.
And we all kind of waited around because it came in a lot later.
Right.
So we didn't have an accurate idea of whether or not it was going to win or lose. And we were all praying it was going to lose. You know,
right.
We vote for Prop 8.
Right.
But, so we didn't find that out until much later. So Hatch went on for a little while, and about 9 o'clock when we end that night. I have to cough. Sorry. I apologize. Later on that night when Hatch ended, we were all kind of sitting around the parking lot talking for a few minutes, and we're like, okay, we're going to all go home now and watch the election results. So several of the people were coming over to my house. So we got in the car, and we headed out, and we were on the way home, and one of my friend's mothers called him and said, it's, you know, Obama won, Obama won. And, he, you know, because McCain had withdrawn. And, so we all got really happy and excited, and we were having a blast. And one of our friends wanted an Obama sign, you know, the election signs, vote Obama or Biden. And we're like, well, I think I know somebody who might have one. So we went to a house, and he ran up the stairs, and he asked the gentleman for the sign.
Oh, that's responsible.
And
good for
he's
him.
Like, can I have the sign? It's our first time voting. And we did this like 5 times after, because after one person wanted a sign, everybody wanted a sign. It wasn't just one person after that. So we talked to like 6 different houses in the Heights area, and we're like, can we have a sign, please?
Oh,
the
that's
first time
nice.
Voting. And it was really cool, because now I have one of the plastic signs in my living room.
Very cool.
So it was very, very cool.
Speaking of Prop 8, later on, when we go to our news and views segment, we are going to be playing Prop 8 the musical.
Oh.
For everyone.
Yeah. So we went home and watched my mom had been recording the election.
No partisan politics, she says.
Oh, okay. What am I supposed to talk about now? The partisan politics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It is mostly. Actually, we have to be the same way here for the station, but.
Yeah. It is mostly. I was mostly curious about the reaction to Proposition 8.
Prop 8.
we were very, a lot of us were very depressed. We actually didn't get to find out about it until the next day. We woke up, and first thing I went to check was the computer, and I found out that it had won in California. And my dad was the one who came home and told me about what had happened and everything, and because he listens to a lot of talk shows and radio news and stuff like that. And we were very, very upset that it had officially won in California. Mm-hmm. And then I heard later that that they were going to be petitioning to have it sent back up to the courts to get it away from the voters.
Actually, there's three cases that are going to the California Supreme Court saying that this was not a... This was done incorrectly, that this is a major overhaul of the Constitution, which means it has to go through the legislature first.
Right.
And then also there is a state senator and a state representative from California who are going to be putting legislation in the beginning of the year saying the same thing, going, this constitutional amendment was not constitutional because it should have gone through us first, and to try and strike it down that way.
Oh. That's cool. And then I think a lot of the Hatch kids, I wasn't able to go because I was as at work, but a lot of them went to the protest in downtown.
Okay.
Which was very cool because our the Hatch student, the Hatch student actually spoke.
Oh, good, good.
That was very cool. So we got to talk a lot about that and about how that, you know, that affected everything. And I kind of, you know, somebody had asked me, you know, what I thought about Prop 8, and I looked at him and I said, before Prop 8 came up, I figured that there'd be something, you know, it happened before. I figured.
Right, and I think California, the fact that it happened in California is a little bit of a setback for...
It is. It was very, you know, disheartening to kind of figure, you know, finally the voters came through.
Especially when you went, we were looking at it the week after... the LA Times website had a maps showing you county by county which way it went. And it was interesting to see how close the vote was in actual numbers. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at the state map, it was quite a bit of, you know, if there was only a few counties that it went for, it went against Prop 8, but the majority of the state was solidly no county. I'm trying to find a hard way of saying it there, but if it was vote by county, it was no. It was in favor of Prop 8.
Yeah.
I think that I read somewhere that because of the specific candidates who were involved, there was a lot more voters that came out for those candidates, and if it hadn't have been tacked on to the presidential election, it might not have been voted for. Mm. People who would be against it might not have gone to the voting for it, so... Because of the specific candidates. So it was kind of upsetting. But, we went... So a couple of the Hatch kids went to the protest, and we're all kind of, you know, watching it to see what's going to happen.
Uh-huh. So, like I said, we're going to be... Surprisingly, a lot of people here hadn't seen the video online called Prop 8 the Musical.
No, I haven't seen it.
Have you heard of it, at least?
No, I don't think I have, no.
What it is, it's them Hollywood elitists out there who have put together a video kind of condemning what happened with Proposition 8. Jack Black, John C. Reilly, Kathy Najimy, Margaret Cho, Neil Patrick Harris, a lot of well-known people in this video.
Wow.
And basically, the scheme of it is, you know, amateur theater production going on at some junior college. And so you have all these gay characters. They're talking about, oh, it's a great Obama day. You know, we've got all, you know, all the things we're going to have. And then here comes the conservative Christians in and, you know, talking about that. And Jack Black plays Jesus.
Oh, dear.
And in fact, there's a Christian group out there. They're taking him to task for his... they say his misinterpreting of the Bible, but from what I heard, everything the character Jesus says in this is what it says in the in the Bible, in the New Testament. You know, they say homosexuality is an abomination, and you know, Jesus says, well, so is the shrimp cocktail.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's like, everyone's like, ooh, shrimp cocktail. So, yeah, it's an abomination, you know. Different page, same chapter. But no, it's interesting. It's got a lot of publicity here this past week.
Oh, wow.
With that, it got passed around on the Lone Star Activists and that. If you want to see the video before we play it on here, like I said, we play videos all the time. We played the Bear Force video. But since this is, unlike Democracy Now!, we're not also a television show.
Right.
You can go to funnyordie.com. And that's where the video is posted at.
Well, I will have to check that out.
Yes, and I will have to see Funny or Die.
Yes. There was another one we played from them of a group of people who were putting together a petition. I'm not sure how serious it was. Putting together a petition drive in California that would make divorce illegal.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
And so basically what they say is they go through all this other this information about, you know, marriage is this and da-da-da-da and all this other stuff. And they said, you know, if you supported Prop 8 and don't support this, then you're a hypocrite because everything we just said, we pulled from your website.
Right.
And so nice. that was another one that we played from there.
How long is the video?
Maybe 2-3 minutes.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
It's a little viral video. It's kind of, you know, like I said, and just looking at the list of stars in there.
Right.
If those of you who didn't realize Neil Patrick Harris can sing, he does a pretty good job. Well, he played the MC in Cabaret.
He did?
Oh.
Either on Broadway or off Broadway.
Cool.
So.
That is very
Doogie's cool. Growing up.
That is very cool.
I used a term you may not be familiar with at your age. Calling Neil Patrick Harris Doogie.
Doogie Howser.
Have you
ever heard of Doogie Howser?
No.
Oh, God.
I'm 19.
I know.
All right, let me talk you to the older version here.
I feel my age now.
He used to play a character on TV. He was like a 14-year-old genius who happened to be a doctor.
Doctor Genius, actually.
In what show?
Doogie Howser.
MD is actually the name of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That was his springboard, you know.
Right.
Well, after playing with Whoopi Goldberg in that one movie. This is back when, you know, not only was he considered to be straight, but he was so young they didn't question sexuality.
Ah.
And back in that day, you didn't.
How old is the show?
80s.
Oh.
80s.
Yeah, late 80s.
Before
late
I was 80s. Born.
Oh, my God.
Unless it was in 89, it's before I was born.
Oh gosh, moments like that just make you feel old.
Well, he's what, 30-something?
Yeah.
I think he's about my age.
Years ago.
I think he's about my age.
He's not that old.
How old do you think I am? Thank you very much.
Okay, now he's out, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he kind of had to come out there when he kept inviting his boyfriend to do guest appearances on the show.
Oh.
What, on How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is a person on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Okay. That I might know. Occasionally. I've seen it twice. I'm not really into...
He's the one who plays the horn dog guy going after all the girls in real life.
Ah, okay. Okay, that I know. That
Neil
I know.
Patrick.
So what's really... Okay, now we're...
1973, talking. So he's
2 years older than I am.
Oh, okay.
He's 2 years older than me?
That's a strange look.
I'm sorry, I thought you were older than you are.
There's
how old did you think I was?
I thought you were older than me, so.
Oh, dear.
Exactly how old
my
did
apologies.
You, how old did you think I was, Chris, before I have to reach
don't
over
answer
there?
Don't answer that question. Don't answer that question. It's a bad question. Never answer that question. It gets you into so much trouble.
He's already in trouble. Yeah, he's already in trouble. This gets you in more trouble.
This will just put you over the edge of trouble.
Which you've gotten into plenty tonight.
When a woman or a gay man asks you how old they are, you think they look, just don't answer.
Yeah, you look
beautiful, darling. I'm not good with age. I'm not going to answer that question.
And always go at least 5 years younger than what you really think they look like.
But he's the same birth sign as I am, though.
Oh, dear. Don't answer that.
I all I can say is I wish I had done all this kind of screw-ups an hour ago.
Before it was hatch hour.
No. Because an hour ago, there were still 26 minutes till closing time.
Oh, oh dear.
I am just... I'll blame the medicine.
Well, you know.
I'll blame the medicine.
So another really
that
cool...
That cold and flu haze that you...
Yeah. I'm gonna move past this now.
Don't worry, I'll bring it back down.
So another really cool thing is in Outsmart, in the December edition of Outsmart, One Stop Shopping talks about the new MCC building and all of the great programs that we have there.
That's right.
And PFLAG's there now.
Right.
Spry is there. Hatch is there. Yeah. There are so many great programs.
The Sisters, Pride, yeah. Houston, Kindred Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I think Leather... The Leather Association may be involved with that, too.
Yeah, the first floor is the one-stop shop for any program you need. There's a program starting in January for people who just came out or haven't come out yet.
That's great.
So it's a support group for that. So, yeah, the first floor at the MCC building is just really great. There's just everything. You know, there's so many people meeting there now. And
there's plenty of opportunity for other organizations, nonprofit
absolutely.
Organizations, to have meetings, events.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly a large meeting room that can also double as events. We had the Hatch Prom there.
We did. We had the Hatch Prom there. It was really great because we had this really big room, and unfortunately the air conditioning wasn't working
yes,
so great. But
it was
still
about
a blast.
102 degrees, but other than
it just
that,
meant that some of the people with undershirts took their shirts off.
Yeah, so
it wasn't all that bad. what's also really fun for me is that I did a project at Hatch about a month and a half ago. I painted a sign that said Hatch, and there's a couple signs that are going to go with it that say Welcome Home and everything. And I walked into to MCC, and Deb looked at me and said, okay, I have to talk to you about something. They're doing a photo shoot. Can we use your sign? And I was like, hey, that'd be cool. And, you know, whatever.
It's an impressive sign.
And it's really cool because I'm looking at the picture right now, and it's Deb holding my sign. I didn't think it would actually be, like, in the forefront of the picture.
I think it's awesome. It doesn't mention you in the little caption.
I don't think she's allowed to.
Oh, well.
To use my name in the caption, which is cool. I don't care. It's still my sign.
That's right. That's right.
I can still be happy it's my sign in a magazine. Although it's not that fantastic. But it looks cool.
I think it's great.
Well, that's the thing about artists. We can never like our own work.
Oh, well.
It's never perfect.
I have to tell you, though, I am really, really excited about the photo shoot and the possibility of Hatch having a photo gallery show.
I'm very excited about it, too. We have a lot of kids, and we're starting sign up soon. And there's only so many spots available, and I know that we have half of the sheet already filled with kids who want to go.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, if there's anyone out there listening that's been waiting to join Hatch or you know, just thinking about it, now's a good time to jump on that, because there's a lot of really good things Hatch does throughout the year for Hatch Youth, and this is certainly one of them.
There is, and especially with the new year starting, we have so many things we're working on getting. We're going to hopefully go camping next year.
Oh, great.
There's just a lot of really great programs and things we're trying to get at Hatch to do. And so, yeah, it's been really great, and Deb is working really hard on getting everything for us. And what was great, we had what's funny is writers group is on Tuesdays. I mean, everyone knows about Friday and Sunday, but we have two groups that read on Tuesdays, which is, it's from 5 to 9, I think. We have the social hour, we have trans group, and then
good.
We have writers group.
Great.
And during writers group, we talk about different things, and we've been actually working on, like, a little screenplay for the last couple of months. And they mentioned that we would have the opportunity for a photographer to come in and teach us, and to do, you know, art, photography, and everything. Deb came in and said, okay, now if you're going to sign up, you have to have 6 Tuesdays free in the next month. If you sign up, you cannot miss one of them. So that's going to be awesome.
You know, that's a big commitment, but it's also a skill that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And to be able to take a really nice photo and really make a difference with it, I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
So, yeah, it's going to be a month and a half of a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to that. So what else was I going to talk about? I hate being alone. I really do. It's so hard to come up with things to talk about.
You'll have to give Josh a hard time.
I'm going to give Josh a hard time. I'm going to give him a really hard time. He's gonna regret not being here.
That's right.
So that was really cool. I really enjoyed seeing, you know, MTC represented in Outsmart this right. month and my sign. What else is going on? I can't think. How much time do we have left?
Around five-ish.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, good.
So, I'm trying to think of things.
Well, let's talk about the website, what is it called? MySpace page. We haven't talked about the MySpace page in a while.
Well, that's just because we haven't really had anyone working on it.
Oh,
we actually brought it up about a week ago in group about, you know, working on, you know, how to get more people into Hatch. And we've
right.
been coming up with a lot of great ideas on just getting out there and talking about Hatch and trying to get people, you know, friends and stuff to come to Hatch. And
sure.
What's sad is I don't actually know any other GLBT youth. So it's kind of, other than the people I know at Hatch.
Right.
And then I bring my sister along because she's really great. We go to Hatch as together, and it's really a lot of fun to have my sister there because she kind of makes me kind of, you know, stay on topic and you know, make sure I'm not very ADD when it comes to certain things. So it's great having, you know, and it's not just for GLBT youth, it's for friends
That's
that are
right.
in the same age group.
That's right.
So if you have friends that are, you know, you can bring them along so you feel a little bit more comfortable. Because I know a lot of the kids didn't want to come the first time because they were going to be alone.
That's right.
And over the last couple of months, we've actually had a lot of new kids come in with their best friends or their sisters to give them a little bit of support the
That's
first
great.
Time they're there so they're not alone.
And, you know, and it's okay for those kids to keep coming back, too.
Yes, I mean, it is. It's fantastic to have those people.
It's really a good program, whether you're GLBT or friends of. It there's a lot to offer.
Yes, there is. And it was funny is last Tuesday, we were supposed to be working on our screenplay and on writing and everything, and Deb made the very bad mistake of giving a bunch of teenagers some electronics. Somebody had donated to Hatch a Wii.
Oh.
And she's like, I'll give them a gift before we start group. She hands everyone the box, and in 10 seconds, the paper was torn. I could not even... The box was set down, and before I could look again, it was unwrapped. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how it happened that fast, and I couldn't even see the paper. It had disappeared. I looked at Josh and I went, did you eat it? But, it's apparently, you know, gift wrapped. The Wii was set up in like 10 minutes, and we were all on it.
And another fine reason to come to Hatch.
Yes. We enjoyed that. We had Sunday, we actually, Friday, we canceled the activity hour that we were supposed to have and just played Wii.
That's great.
There was Wii bowling, and we were playing boxing, and I kicked so many people's butts on boxing, although I'm horrible at bowling. I didn't realize how horrible I was. I'm bad. Apparently, I cannot get the thing to go straight. It always curves at the last minute. I'm like, oh, damn, there's another gutter ball. How do you get a gutter ball on a non-real game? I don't know.
Well, it's really not all that hard, but if you just keep your arm straight, that ball will go straight down the lane. I've done it before.
Everyone told me that. I couldn't do it. I don't know, the last second, I twist my arm or something. It's bad.
Yeah. Well, that'll get it going to the side if you twist your arm.
Yeah, I gotta pay attention to that. No, but it's actually, I mean, we have a lot of great activities, and we actually have, the last couple of months, have had a lot of fun just hanging out and playing games
good,
and stuff.
That's good.
You get a group of teenagers in the room, and you play a word game, and it becomes insanity. Nothing I can say on air, but no, it's actually a lot of fun. We play, they played for the first time, I had actually seen a game called Gayopoly. I had never seen that before. And it's complicated. It's not like Monopoly. It's very complicated. But it was actually a lot of fun. We play a lot of games, and we watch a lot of movies, and we have a lot of people come in and talk to us. So it's a lot of fun.
Good, good.
What else can I
do? Oh, you know what y'all should do, or think about getting a group of people to go see MLK.
What's that?
The movie.
Milk.
Yeah. Oh, Milk. I'm sorry. MLK, I guess. Milk.
Yeah, Milk. We actually, somebody gave Hatch a bunch of free passes to Milk.
Oh, good.
Before it came out, and several of the Hatch kids went and saw it in the preview. I was not able to go, and I know that several of my friends weren't able to go, and so we actually are planning on going to see it next week.
Oh, good.
So, we're looking forward to going to see that. Everyone that went said it was such a great movie.
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, they were, you know, even the little bi boy that we have in the group was like, I cried. I'm like, okay. I would believe that from everyone else. But it was a lot of fun. So they're giving me the wrap it up. So this has been Hatch.
This is Hatch.
Elizabeth. And we need to give you the phone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's something we're supposed to do. So opening up the cell phone, you know, you can't live without the cell phone, and I cannot remember this number if I didn't have it. Here we go. The phone number to Hatch is 713-529-3590. I'll give that to you again. This number for Hatch is 713-529-3590.
And the number for the GLBT hotline is 713-529-3211. Again, that's 713-529-3211.
This has been Hatch. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming in tonight, and hopefully next month I'll bring my brain. Coming up now, a little musical interlude before we bring in the round table. The music I should have played earlier, RuPaul, Santa Baby. This is After Hours.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
That's right, baby.
I've been an awful good queen.
Very good.
Then a baby, hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa baby, you better run.
Run.
Run. Don't walk, honey. Oh, and don't forget to bring the cash.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible too.
I've got a lot of miles on my vehicle.
I wait up for you, dear. Santa baby,
oh,
so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Don't get
tonight.
Uh-huh. You was crazy as hell when you came here, but you in your right damn mind now.
Think of all the fun I have missed.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the fellas who I haven't kissed.
Because if I had the dollars,
next year I can be as good.
Oh, yes, honey.
If you check off my Christmas list.
Have it like it is, girl.
Oh, Santa baby.
Honey, listen.
I want a yacht and really that's not.
That ain't not too long. No,
I've been an angel all year.
I put a lot of miles on my vehicle.
Hurry down
and
the chimney tonight.
TP, the total package.
Tonight.
TP, honey, the total package. Do you hear me?
Tonight.
Say, baby, listen here. Don't forget to bring the cash.
Santa, honey.
I'm not rich, honey.
One little thing I really need.
But if I have the dollars, cash money.
To a platinum mine.
Oh, yes, honey.
And a baby.
Listen here.
Hurry on down that chimney, baby, tonight.
I am from Missouri.
Come on down tonight.
I'm from Missouri, the show me.
I'm not talking about tomorrow.
No, I ain't talking about tomorrow. I ain't talking about tonight, honey. You hear me? Come here, boy.
Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations, my Tiffany.
Not JCPenney, I said Tiffany.
I really do believe in you.
You know it's reciprocal, honey.
Let's see if you believe in me.
Cash money, honey.
Oh, Santa baby.
Run, don't walk.
I got to mention one little thing.
Huh?
A ring.
That's right, baby.
And I don't
mean on the phone.
That's right. Would you take it
down, baby? Hurry on down that chimney tonight, Daddy, if you know what I mean. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't want me to get post on you. Oh, yeah. Tonight, honey. Oh, the total package. TV, honey. Oh, Miss Paul don't want no fake nothing.
Now, you don't want to make me mad.
Uh-huh. Burned up a mink coat?
No, I'm laughing now, but deep inside, I really need this.
She's okay. She's serious, honey.
Look here. My feet are all swollen.
Uh-huh.
I'm bloated.
You got one away game.
And I'm about to get mean.
Uh-oh, me? Oh, Miss Charles, honey.
I will get posted.
I've heard, honey.
What, you take me for a fool?
Nobody got a fool.
Come and trim my...
Trim what?
Christmas tree.
Oh, that's what I said,
cause you ain't with a decorated body. Give a knee. I really do.
You really do what, girl?
See if you can believe in me.
Cash money in the car.
Oh, Santa, baby.
Yeah, honey, Givenchy.
Baby.
Yeah, but honey, the room was filled with the scent of
Santa, baby. Now, I'm talking to you, Santa.
Obsession.
Hurry on,
oh,
right
here,
tonight.
Oh, yeah, I want my driveway lined with
this
Jaguar.
Hurry down,
Mercedes-Benz. Cadillac. Oh, yeah, you can throw a Range Rover in there, too. No, girls, give me the merchandise. You got some money for me? I thought you knew, honey.
Ah, hell. I'm already...
You might want to plug in your headphones. Good job.
This is... Hi, this is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Tonight featuring the wondering sworks of Amtrak, because I am derailed left and right tonight. I can't seem to get anything right today. I was trying to find this one song I wanted to play, and it's not it, and it's running out of time, and... Last song we had here was Santa Baby, which I had queued up to play earlier, but for some reason decided to change my mind and play something else. Not going to do that again. It was RuPaul. I don't know what I'm doing.
Always good with RuPaul.
I mean, I think I met him one time. When you consider RuPaul... you know, the regular albums, you may pick one or two songs. The Christmas album, there is four or five on here there that I like. You know, Santa Baby, Hard Candy Christmas, you know, I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus. Jimmy also has highlighted All I Want for Christmas and Christmas Train.
I don't think I've ever heard Christmas Train.
But... get ready, because RuPaul's coming back to television.
Really?
Yes, I saw it on TV. It's coming up.
When's this?
I'm not sure when it is.
What is this?
Well, RuPaul is going to be kind of doing a Tyra Banks.
Again?
The show is called Drag Race.
Drag Race.
It is a reality show to determine that America's next top drag queen.
Oh, my. Another reality show?
Yes.
I walk into the strangest moments in conversation.
That you do.
You do. So, let's reach into Jimmy's bag.
Do one more song before roundtable?
Yeah, I think because I've got it queued up for the Prop 8 musical. I don't know what the hell the song is I wanted to play. That's all that darn choral.
We did that last week.
All that damn choral music in here. I can't.
We did all that last week.
Am I thinking the wrong group there?
I don't know. Which one are you trying to find?
Glory Hole.
That's down across the street.
Well, I thought it was the Go-Go Boys, but I might be wrong.
Probably a few up on Richmond.
That too. A few of the ABSs around town.
Oh, don't use terms like that, because, you know, I'm on some websites, people go, what's ABS?
I know, I saw that happen a few times.
Good grief, people, you're on the wrong website if you can't... Oh, hell's bells, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. No, get the round table people in here, because I'm screwing up left and right.
No, that's Carol the Bells. Wrong season, man.
Hell's bells. Picture of Santa Claus wearing a holly leaf on his...
What group is that?
Jill Sobel.
Okay.
I'm going to play one song here that I... It's kind of a traditional one. You'll hear it other... You'll hear the song a lot of other... No, I'm going to play this other one. That's it.
And then we'll do roundtable.
Since I quoted saying I want to play the Christmas songs you don't hear elsewhere, I was going to play Merry Christmas to the Family, but you can hear several versions of that elsewhere. I don't know anyone else who does this song. Jill Sobel from the CD, It's the Thought That Counted, and it's a very true song. Jesus was a dreidel spinner. This is After Hours.
Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and this we can't forget. Paul was Saul before he was Paul, and the Last Supper was his Seder. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were true.
Jesus was a dreidel spinner.
Can you say that five times real fast?
Not with the Yiddish accent I'm trying to put into it.
Oy vey.
Like I said, if you haven't guessed yet from the songs we're playing, we like to play Christmas songs during December, and we like to play the ones you don't normally hear.
Of course.
The interesting ones.
And if you don't believe me, you definitely weren't listening earlier when I played a song that had the word vibrator in it.
And dental dam.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, I was, you know, here's the funny part about it. We've got about three or four different versions of the 12 Days of Christmas amongst different artists here. And the reason I picked that one is because with it being a women's group, I didn't remember which one of the men's groups that sing it, where instead of five gold rings, it's five cock rings. So I figured I was playing it safe by doing the lesbian one, because they weren't going to say five cock rings. Little did I know that those lesbians have a sailor's mouth.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah, this has just been...
You got a pretty mouth.
Like I said, this is what happens when you start taking medicine that they have to put behind the counter of the pharmacy because people are using it to make crystal meth.
Apparently, I need to quit going to the pharmacist.
Well, are you sure the pharmacist wasn't slipping you some?
Oh, is that mic even working?
I don't know.
There you go. Now you're better.
Probably wasn't close enough.
You know me. I'm always afraid to put a mic off up to these things.
No comment.
Just added a little gain to it. The knob says gain. I just twisted the knob. It says gain.
You're always twisting some knob.
I wish.
Depends on what you gain from twisting that knob. But anyway. Yeah.
I'm just stalling because it's cut to the top of the hour. So I can say you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude at listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Unless you're calling to complain, then say it's some clear channel station.
You heard it on clear channel. You didn't hear it on here.
I don't know what's wrong. I said, I wish I could blame alcohol, but...
It's just one of those nights. Is it a full moon out tonight?
No.
Not yet.
Oh, you can't blame it on that then?
No.
That'll be next week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to go here into roundtable discussion. And first thing I wanted to talk about was with Prop 8. Apparently, you guys are here just, you know, you use the internet for pornography and not political purposes.
We do?
Because no one in here seemed to hear about this Prop 8, the musical.
I read something about it.
What is I've this heard about it. I just have no idea what the frill it's about.
Well, you got to remember also the one on the left over there doesn't own a computer.
Yeah, I know. He's a technophobe.
If it wasn't for electricity and running water, he'd be a Luddite.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I have a DVD player. And I have an answering machine. That goes with my phone.
1998.
There you go.
Well, yeah, at least he's up that far. Now if we can just get a computer in that house.
2000.
I don't think there'd be any room for it.
This is a computer. It's inside that calculator that I use every month.
All right. This is Proposition 8, the musical. I've got a phone call. Hey, it's the FCC telling us to go away. All right. This conceived and written 6 weeks later than it should have by Mark Shaman, directed and staged. Here's the people who are... are in this video. Jordan Ballard, Margaret Cho, Barrett Foa, J.B. Goem, Gunham, John Hill, Andy Richter, Maya Randolph, Rashid Naylor, Nicole Parker, John C. Riley, Allison Janney, Kathy Najami, Jennifer Lewis, Craig Robinson, Rashida Jones, Lake Bell, Sarah Chalky, Catherine Kooks Leonard, Seth Morris, Denise, Elsie Peon, Lucien Peon, Seth Radford, Quentin Hart, Tate Taylor, Brunson Green, Jack Black, Neil Patrick Harris, and Mark Shaman.
Boy, we took a long time to get to some people I know the name.
Well, at the beginning. The cast is listed in the order.
And, of course, Neil Patrick Harris is the one that got Chris in trouble tonight.
Oh, yes.
By the way, that listener just called in, was letting us know that he saw the musical, about the musical on CNN's Anderson Cooper.
CNN's covered it. MSNBC showed it one night and then had Jack Black on the next night.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to play this little ditty for you. For those of you who have not heard it, like I said, if you want to go see the video, it's at funnyordie.com. It is exclusive by them. And got the right button pushed there.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Prop 8.
You're positive about that.
Click. Prop 8 the musical, starring Jack Black, John C. Reilly, and many more. Sacramento Community College Players presents Prop 8 the Musical.
It's a brand new bright Obama day. What a time to be
black, a girl,
or gay. No, nothing could go wrong, so join us in this song of happy days for the gays. Nothing can go wrong.
Look, nobody's watching. It's time to spread some hate and put it in the Constitution.
Now, how?
Proposition 8.
Proposition A, it's great! People listen to our plea. They'll teach kids about
sodomy.
The Bible says a lot of things,
you know?
Jesus Christ!
Hey, how's it going?
Jesus, doesn't the Bible say these people are an abomination?
Abomination?
Yeah, but, you know, it says the exact same thing about this shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail?
Leviticus says shellfish is an abomination.
Abomination!
What else does the Bible say, Jesus?
The Bible says a lot of interesting things. Like you can stone your wife or sell your daughter into slavery.
Well, we ignore those verses.
Well, then, friend, it seems to me you pick and choose.
You pick and choose.
Well, please choose love instead of hate. Besides, your nation was built on separation of church and state. See you later, sinners.
Bye, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
You know, here's another thought to wrap things up. Oh, every time a gay or lesbian finds love at the parade, there's money to be made.
He's right.
It's time to groom, say, paint that wedding hall, and lavender's the shade. There's money to be made.
They have a point.
Think of all the carriages and
four white horses.
There's millions lost from all your disapproving.
Well, that's not good.
Think of all the lawyers for the gay divorces. Think of the tattoo removing.
We get it now.
We've been such fools. I can see America's calling me. Yes, gay marriages will save the
Funny or Dies.
Oh, wow.
Great.
From Grades, wow. The musical.
That was priceless.
Yeah, really.
Like I said, you can go to their website of funnyordie.com to see the actual video in there. Neil Patrick Harris was the, his character is referred to as the sensible, that's what they call here, a very smart fellow. He was the one who came out with saying about marriage, you know, the economy there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you hadn't thought before that he was a singer. You know, like I said, at one point he did the, I don't know if it's off-Broadway or on-Broadway, he did the MC for Cabaret.
Yes, wow. Yes, he did. Mm. It was on Broadway, actually, I think.
But supposedly, of course, the there's one group that's a little upset with Jack Black on his portrayal of Jesus Christ in this thing. He's a little factual incorrect. And of course I misspelled Christian.
You still misspelled what? It.
God.
Chris, use the first few letters of your name.
I know. I'm trying to find it here. And
what are they? Somebody's always getting ticked off at Jack Black for something. What?
I'll be honest, I'm not
what's
really.
What's the big whoop this time?
Well, what is they say that his portrayal in here is not. He has some factual errors in it.
Factual.
There it is. Let's
see if it's a musical about Prop 8.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is this. You know, the parts he says in there, you know, shellfish is an abomination, which is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There was the, you know, selling your, you know, stoning your wife, selling your daughter into slavery. Mm-hmm. That's
It's in there.
Same part of Leviticus.
Right.
I do believe Jesus was all about teaching love over hate. You know, if I remember correctly, you know, I'm a Catholic, so I didn't go to school about that stuff. So, you know, they're some people are just getting their special underwear in a knot on this topic. But don't know where that part is there. Like I said, unfortunately, I forgot to get this stuff downloaded like I have been lately. Let's see what other interesting stuff has come up here in the week here.
I don't know what people are concerned about. They Christians have never let the facts get in the way of anything.
No. Yeah. Crusades much?
Crusades? Yeah. Burning times?
Inquisition.
Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
Salem witch trials.
Looks like boy George might be going to jail again.
Wow.
Again.
Does he have his own, like, suite?
It's like, he should get one, probably.
Personalized cell.
They is it like jail week?
It's all painted.
Yeah, it has been.
Trying to figure out where it is he's going to jail in. I don't know if this is over in England, somewhere in Europe.
Who did he do this time?
Well, standing trial under his real name, and apparently his real hairline, George O'Dowd.
George O'Dowd.
At Starksbrook Crown Court, the singer and disc jockey admitted to handcuffing Auden Carlson to his bed on April 28th, 2007, as he investigated the Norwegian's alleged tampering with his computer. He denied assaulting Carlson or hitting him with a metal chain, suggesting to officers that the bruises suffered by the escort would have been there because of the fact that he is positive. Okay, I guess he's comparing Carlson syndrome with bruises from a metal chain.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Interesting. The pair met on a gay website, Gaydar. Carlson first went to O'Dowd's apartment when they posed naked for a photo shoot and took cocaine. Carlson said the singer performed a sex act on him for 5 seconds before I said no.
A whole 5 seconds?
You mean the safety word wasn't no this week?
And then he claims the star then later sent him a string of emails accusing him of hacking into his computer. Despite that, Carlson returned to the apartment, and when he arrived, he was handcuffed to a wall hook, called a whore, punched repeatedly, and beat with a metal chain, and he tried to flee. Explaining why the attack happened, Carlson told the court, he said, I think he could not handle the refusal, me not having sex with him. I couldn't blame him for saying no.
You and me both.
Yeah. They say, you know, the one website says every guy has a price, but, you know, so he might be going to a little bit of jail on that one.
Some stupid.
Wow.
You know, there's just a really long list of famous people who, if they were never, ever heard from again,
well, you know,
wouldn't break my heart. Just saying.
Oh, the pizza delivery?
That's, whoa.
Okay.
One of them can come deliver a pizza to me.
Pizza delivery, hello.
Yeah,
they made some movies about that back in the early 80s. Anyhow.
Oh! There was a... One time, while doing research, there was a company in Atlanta that would do... you would order a pizza.
Mm.
And basically, the delivery guy hanged around with you while you...
Consume
this pizza. Mm-hmm. Now, just because you were spending $200 and basically you got a... Dollar Totino's pizza you can throw in your microwave. I'll let you assume what was being delivered. But a little fundraiser up at Penn State. After enduring chants of take it off for several minutes, 5 swim team members removed their shirts one by one. It was an auction. The prize that eventually sold for only $235 was a special pizza delivery from the men wearing nothing but Speedos.
Penn State. Hopefully doing nothing that would get them in the state pen.
Some of these guys are, woo.
Yeah, like the one comment, the guy says there, I'll take an extra order of the shy guy in the middle. Speaking of swimming news there, Anderson Cooper went swimming with Michael Phelps.
Woo! Yay!
Wait, what?
Apparently, it was... He decided to give an interview while in the swimming pool.
I'd have paid. Up close and personal.
So, if you would have watched the show, you would have seen Anderson Cooper in a bathing suit.
And that's the bad thing, why?
Damn, not having sorry. Cable.
Let's see. Nice picture. The money shot of Anderson Cooper's 60 Minutes interview comes at the end of this 13-minute segment on the paddle-footed Olympian Michael Phelps when Anderson gets in the pool and races against the swimmer.
Please tell me there's film.
There is.
Yeah, supposedly.
Well, hold it up to the microphone so we can see it.
Yeah, hold it up to the microphone so we can see it.
Right here. No, the first picture they've got. Michael Phelps here standing spread eagle in front of Anderson Cooper and
with a towel draped over his shoulder.
I think he's just trying to show what his wingspan is. Now with the wingspan, let's see what the rudder span is. So one thing that's interesting we're seeing with the new administration coming on is Barney Frank, I guess, has now become a senior Democrat. Because
he should be. He's been in there a lot for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, being openly gay, you don't hear much about him until, you know, something gay-related. Queer comes up to Congress. And
yeah.
But it seems like, you know, every other day I'm hearing Barney Frank says this and Barney Frank says that. It's like they finally discover him besides having a boyfriend run a whorehouse out of his apartment. And boy, oh boy, this is really going sad.
What?
I'm just trying to find other things here, and it's...
Do we want to go to music and find something?
Yeah, I guess. I thought I had a lot more stuff, and like I said, unfortunately, with being sick this past week, I didn't get stuff together like I have been trying to lately. That's a Canadian reality show.
What? Reality?
So you think you can dance? Think of these two cute half-naked boys that were on the Canadian version.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, what the hell am I going to play? I apologize for this, listeners, all three of you out there, and Sally.
What about us in the studio with you?
Hey, you guys show up your own free will.
Yeah.
Well, they're listening of their free will.
Yeah, I know. And
what else would I have to do at 3 o'clock on a Sunday morning?
Sleep?
It's called sleep.
It's overrated, really.
Yeah, I know. It is overrated.
I rarely get to sleep by this hour any day of the week. What are you kidding?
Since I'm just...
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
All right, I'm playing this. No, I'm not playing that.
Why not?
I know what I'm playing. Screw it.
Something from Jimmy's Band List?
I grabbed for the wrong keyboard.
Oh, well.
It's in front of you, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, too many W's in YouTube. Swear to God.
Last time
you
I
just
checked,
have a wonderful night.
There are no W's in the word YouTube.
www.youtube.com.
I can see a few of them in front of the word, but not in the word.
All right. We're going to Christmas music. I'm pulling it off YouTube again. We played them last year, was our beginning. And since everyone seemed to enjoy it that much last year, The Wet Spots.
It's Christmas time.
Kiss me for Christmas.
And all through town, the people run around, buying lots of pretty things they'll throw away. But darling, you've no need to prove your love with gifts and trinkets. You can show me that you care another way. Just kiss me this Christmas. Do me
be underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco. Cause Christmas means Thanksgiving to me. I don't think decorations are expensive. Celebrations are a never-ending spending spree. Cause let me tell you, Rizza, the gift I can't resist is when you're buried to your wrist in me. Just fist me this Christmas. Do me underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco. Cause Christmas means fisting to me. Now the snow is falling and the relatives are calling, but we're letting it rain. Singing glory, hallelujah. Very merry to you. We'll be swinging in the Christmas sleigh. Just fist me this Christmas. Do me underneath the Christmas tree. Fist me this Christmas. Cause Christmas means fisting to me. Cause Christmas means fisting to me.
You better not try, you better not doubt, I'm telling you why. Chicken Hawk is coming to town. He's making a list, measures it twice, gonna find out whose penis he likes. Chicken Hawk is coming to town. You better not try, you better not doubt, I'm telling you why. Chicken Hawk is coming to town. He smiles and shows his dentures. He tosses you a wink. Makes no suggestive gestures and informs he's into. You better watch out, you better not try, you better not doubt, I'm telling you why. Chicken Hawk is coming to town. Here he comes. You better not try, you better not doubt, I'm telling you why. Chicken Hawk is coming to town. He bugs you when you're drinking. He'll quit if you don't partake. Sometimes he's so relentless, so just leave for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not try, you better not doubt, I'm telling you why. Chicken Hawk is coming, a chicken hawk is coming, chicken hawk is coming to town.
I came upon a roadkill deer, a sorrowful sight to behold.
Came upon a roadkill deer from Bob Rivers. I'll figure out what the rest I play, but this one's one I wanted to give a little beginning intro to. We played it last year. It seemed to be the most appropriate song on the CD to play. And it's even more appropriate now. Because when we said it last year, this was kind of a hidden meaning song, Christmas song that he had sung. Now it's an open meaning song. Clay Aiken, Mary, Don't You Know.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know where angels drop? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? Ooh,
Lord of all creation, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great
All right, we had a request, and we're actually going to be able to grant it. I can't believe I forgot about this song. I'm surprised I did, you know. I was sitting in there. I know what it is. The CD just looks too conservative. It looks too clean.
Well, with the way your night's been going, I'm surprised you can't remember anything tonight.
It's been
true.
A rough one.
It's been a rough night.
Yeah, the CRS disease. That's what it is.
Usually I get that when I hang around Jimmy too much. But we had a request in from somebody wanting to hear the Vandals. Christmas Time for My Penis.
I see you've been feeling down. When I need you, you've been around. So this year I've a Christmas surprise that will make your spirits
by request, the Vandals, Christmas Time for My Penis. The happy music of the years.
There you go.
Thank you. I needed that rejuvenation.
Oh, and we got it.
My mind is back. I found God bless DailyRotten.com. Because they just gave me a whole...
Where would we be without the Daily Rotten?
I don't know, but I don't want to know.
Probably on the Daily Clean?
Before that, we had Clay Aiken with Mary, Did You Know? I figured that was one of his most appropriate Christmas songs.
Wow. Boy, did we know.
Supposedly, Kathy Griffin's trying to make amends with him. I guess she feels that as a gay man, he must respect her and love her. I don't like her, period. But she's apparently tried to apologize for all the time she called him Gay Aiken and all the other little rude comments she's made. But now that he's come out... But then again, she turns around and makes a comment saying, I knew Clay Aiken back when he was banging chicks. But we've got stories!
Oh, Julie.
What's the first one?
Well, let's give a tip of the hat to the show before us. From England, man jailed for having sex with a horse.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Okay.
Wait, what? Same one?
Leroy Lagalay broke into the animal stable on two separate occasions to perform sex act on the terrified animal. During his first attack, he used a bucket to stand behind the horse called Calico, but was caught after leaving his underwear at the scene.
Oh, wow.
He was... My God.
What?
When you talk about a topic and then Virgin walks in the room like this, it's just...
It's unsettling.
It's scary.
Unsettling and
priceless.
And
it's
priceless.
Scary.
Well, ask them if they're coming down. They said no.
Oh, coming down? Okay. He was given a 3-year probation order, but just months later returned to have sex with the same horse at the stable. On the night of the second attack, Calico's owner, Michael Wardley, was checking out his animal in the stable at 6:30. The 20-year-old bay gelding was covered with a blanket. But when Mr. Worthy returned in the morning, the blanket was on the floor. A mounting stool, how appropriate, was left outside the stable, had been taken inside, and police immediately suspected that Lagalay was responsible. On the after the second attack, Calico was seen box walking or moving sideways, a common sign of stress. Lacalle was jailed for 3 years after he admitted to having sex with the animal. He told the court, quote, I had a few beers, I went to the stable and interfered with the horse.
Just interfered?
Oh, is that what they call it there?
He said his second attack came after he ate in a restaurant and drank a few glasses of red wine before visiting a bar. He intended to go home but ended up at the stable where he laid around with the horse.
Quite a detour.
Yes.
Is that what we do when we play around now?
Yeah, well, the charges, 2 charges of attempting a sexual act with a horse.
That's pretty specific.
That's interspecies. What was that word?
Interspecies erotica.
Well, doesn't this go with the previous show that was on?
Yeah.
We covered that already.
Okay.
Before you walked in.
Well, and then some other horse walked into the room. I know you want to go to England now because you got a chance. This isn't his first offense. He actually goes after humans as well. So, good luck to him. There was one website that had a picture of the horse. And because, technically, the horse is a victim of sexual assault, they really shouldn't be showing the picture in the newspaper. So, they had a black bar across its eyes to hide the identity of the horse, which was named, which shouldn't have been named. As I said, it's a victim of a sexual assault.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but with humans that might work. I'm guessing you're not going to be looking at the horse to identify
eyes. We did that one last week?
We did that one last week.
To identify
the gay penguins.
Yeah.
Yes,
we did that one last week.
That one.
Did you do that? You can't force lesbianism on polar bears?
No.
No! Here we go.
So I'm afraid to even wonder about this one. Yeah. Maybe I should have said yes.
Puzzled Japanese zookeepers have cleared up a mystery over the lack of chemistry between a couple of polar bears, as they turn out to be both female. The Japanese zoo said that Chishuki, a 4-year-old, quote, male polar bear, and his 11-year-old female partner, Kurumi, have been living together since June. and a whole bunch of other Japanese words in Japan. So much for the frustration and puzzlement.
Well, there's only one Japanese word there.
Kurishuo Municipal Zoo in Hokkaido, northern Japan.
There you go.
Gesundheit.
One of those words is tissue. Probably Hokkaido.
Hokkaido, yeah. Hokkaido.
Yes, very much so.
Hokkaido, Hokkaido. That's why I tried skipping over, but someone forced that.
Yeah, yeah.
Much to the frustration and puzzlement of zookeepers, the bear couple on a breeding mission showed no signs of chemistry. Shushi, T-S-U-I-U, Shushi, has never gone into the rut, even during, quote, his mating season. Observing his behaviors, we became suspicious to whether it was really a male. The zoo put under anesthesia earlier in the month for a gender checkup and learned he was a she.
Oh. Yeah, I realize you don't must really want to get close enough to a polar bear to figure out these things, but you'd think they...
It would be a little bit more obvious.
There must have been a typo in the delivery order.
Well, it says, the experts say polar bears, when polar bears are young, it's difficult to determine their gender as their long hair covers reproductive organs. The zoo said it determined that it was a male 3 months after the birth.
After the birth.
You couldn't see the big ones hanging low?
I don't know.
Or lack thereof.
You would think there'd be a blood test for this.
My God, if the Olympics can figure it out. The Daily Rotten gave their little headline to this next story, it was referred to as employee cheesecaked over 20 times.
Interesting.
Brian Fitzpatrick was working at the Cheesecake Factory in Chandler Fashion Center when he was promoted from server to food expediter, a step towards management. One day, while he was inside the produce walk-in to hunt down watercress, the door suddenly swung open. About 10-plus cooks and dishwashers shut the lights out. A guy grabbed me from behind and made me put my butt on top of his genitals.
He was complaining?
Apparently. One cook grabbed Fitzpatrick's right leg and held it up in the air. Another held his left leg, and two other men grabbed his arms. A cook would stand in the middle and rub his genitals into my genitals. During his tenure at the restaurant, he suffered the attacks more than 20 times. Two other former employees of the restaurant chain described being similarly grabbed and held down by their coworkers while men simulated sex with them. A first worker, a manager, told the newspaper that seeing firsthand one of the attacks, he threatened to fire the offending workers. Now the lawyers come in.
Dun, dun, dun.
Former workers said they felt humiliated and intimidated by the assaults. One of them equated the experience to dry raping. Bryce Fitzpatrick referred to it as a simulated rape, not a sexual assault. He filed a report with the police, but no charges were pursued because, in part, the detective in the case noted the allegations could not be corroborated to the rise of a level of a criminal sexual offense. They called these incidents dogpile, initiation, joke, kitchen games, hazing, manhandling, horseplay, and normal joking activity among Hispanic cooks. Little interesting.
Right.
Okay.
I worked in plenty of restaurants, and that's never happened.
Are you bragging or complaining? Complaining.
Okay. As long as we got that one figured out.
Another guy who worked up his way to become the front of the house manager recalls being asked by one of the cooks to go into the walk-in cooler for some herbs. Apparently, you got to leave away the leafy things. That's your cue when you work at the Cheesecake Factory.
Watercress?
Watercress, herbs, parsley. God help you if you go in for cilantro. You don't know what you're
doing. What about sage?
Let's not go there.
That's kinky.
Please.
Paprika?
All of a sudden, they turned out the lights and
paprika
it startled me.
Paprika is not a leaf.
Moving on.
So the guy said several men held him down, began pressing and rubbing their genitals against him. He was screaming obscenities in Spanish, which he couldn't understand. These guys would take turns dry raping me. I was being held down. Once they finished taking their turns on me, they threw a bunch of lettuce on me and then a bunch of herbs. Once again,
we're back to the leafy stuff.
We're back to the leafy greens. Stuff.
Boy, that's a long one.
It's a long story.
But you also know that
the cooks are claimed to be heterosexual. Some were fired, but then they got their jobs back.
Wait, they got them back?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick got fed up when contacted when a group of dishwashers, cooks, and food preparers allegedly pinned him in a reclining chair, stuck their fingers in his mouth while calling him sexually derogatory names, left scratch marks across his neck, which he said was all witnessed by the general manager, who said nothing about it but chuckled.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I believe we're all going on a road trip to Arizona to...
Yay!
We leave in the morning.
All right, time for some good old sex and religion here.
Yay! Pagan stuff?
No.
Christian stuff.
It's those wacky, hypocritical Christians.
I mean, you know.
Yay, Christians!
Yeah.
The leader of a local Christian university is facing sex charges following an arrest at Mount Airy Forest Saturday morning. Police arrested Robert Williams and charged him with a sexual imposition for allegedly grabbing an undercover officer in a sexual manner.
That sounds like something I would do.
According to court reports, the incident happened on the Trail Ridge Road, which is about a mile and a half from the park entrance. Robert Williams is the chief financial officer for Cincinnati Christian University.
Oops.
Wow.
Larry Craig.
Cincinnati police recognize an ongoing problem of men soliciting sex from other men at the park, and they regularly conduct sting operations. I'm not sure if that's a mugshot or his campus ID.
Or maybe his driver's license.
I love the...
If you saw my college ID, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between it and a mugshot. So.
We were shocked and dismayed at the news of his arrest. It's a personal tragedy for him and his family, and we lift them up in our prayers. Mr. Williams is being placed on administrative leave from his job until we can assess the facts of the case. That's a surprise.
What a shock.
Just administrative leave. Imagine that.
Yeah, well, you know. They don't outright fire you, or, you know.
Oh, heaven forbid.
I think he'll be fine as long as he doesn't eat any shrimp.
And the final story we have in our religious space. As if there's need to say there is one. A gay version of the Bible.
Ooh, I want to see.
In which God says it's better to be gay than straight, is to be published by an American film producer. New Mexico-based Revision Studios will publish the Princess Diana Bible, so named because of Diana's many good works, it says, online at princessdianebible.com. A preview of Genesis is already available, which instead of creating Adam and Eve, God creates Ada and Eve. Mm. Instead of, you know, the traditional Adam and Steve.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Ada as she slept. And he took one of her ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the woman, he made another woman and brought her onto the first. And Ida said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of me. Therefore shall a woman leave her mother and shall cleave unto her wife. They shall be one flesh." And they were both naked, the woman and her wife, and were not ashamed. The film studio will also adapt and direct a revised Bible as a part of a two-part miniseries, the Gay Old Testament and the Gay New Testament.
Sounds like fun.
Wow, I think it would be a Christian.
It's a gay Christian.
There is criticism about it, saying the choice of the title is very disrespectful to the late Princess Diana. And just one more thing to link her, what many people believe is immoral. Mitchell said, "There's 116 versions of the Bible out there. Why is any of them better than ours?"
Yeah.
In fact, they're also talking about converting you over to homosexuality.
Hate being straight.
This is going to be a twisted thing here.
Yeah.
To say the least.
That's an understatement.
But, yeah, that's... I'm not worried about it.
You know, they get... The straight and the straight and obsessively Christian. They go on and on about us, and then we take a couple of shots across their bow, and they're upset, and they get all bent out of shape all of a sudden, like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, get over it. You've been doing it to us for decades.
Centuries. You know, it's one of those things of, you know, we're not dumping on you. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, eventually when we scrape all the crap you've dumped on us, some of it's going to hit you back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't sling it first, it's not going to get slung back at you.
And I'm sorry, I've said this before, I just don't think God's as big a bigot as some of his followers.
Yeah, the words of Mahatma Gandhi, I do like your Christ, it's your Christians I am afraid of. But this is the season for all that stuff, and...
As a card-carrying pagan, so to speak, or in my case, pentacle-carrying pagan. I do not have any problems with Jesus. It's his fan club. They're a little excessive, a little radical, a little extreme.
Now, one thing that's cute they've got is. Couple of Christmas things that were talked about recently in the news. You know, Planned Parenthood is now giving out gift cards you can order online for whatever services of theirs you would like.
Wow.
Nothing says the gift of Christmas than, you know, a free abortion. not to be outdone, the American Family Association, I guess it is, you know, I think they're family.org, has a little lightable lawn ornament for you to put out in your front yard. It's a cross with lots and lots and lots of twinkling lights. So from a distance, it almost looks like it's on fire.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, I knew that where that was going.
I love some of the way the comedians make fun of it. They say, you know, that this comes with special caroling hoods. a copy of Mississippi Burning. Yeah. It just shows an idea of, you know, it's what happens when you don't have the gay people in the design meetings.
Yeah. They comes with their pointy elf hats. The only difference is the hat fits over your face.
And it's white.
And it's white.
But twisted little things you can find online and that. But we're coming up here to the...
Never ceases to amaze.
Yeah. Trying to make sure I get everything timed right and getting pretty close here. This has been After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, Train Wreck Edition. hopefully next week, Jimmy will be back and my mind will be back. No guarantees on either one.
You had a mind?
Yeah.
How dare you? Nobody else in here does. What do you?
Nobody minds. So... one thing I know we didn't that wasn't done last week in that, but Jimmy's always approved of this. We've done it now for 5-6 years. I don't know how long. Maybe it will be the last year we do this tradition. Hopefully. But it's something that we do. I think it's important to kind of remind it. We do it here in December as part of when we play our Christmas songs. And, we end the song with a message of hope. And that's what we've been promised. That's what we're hoping for. And as we said there, John Lennon sent the original version. And we play Melissa's version on here. So as we end the show, as we do usually in December, Melissa Etheridge, Happy Christmas. War is over. We'll be back next week. This is KPFT Houston. Coming up at the top of the hour, Zydeco Pasale. This is KPFT Houston.
This is the time of year to plant fruit trees in our area, and you can pick out one just right for your yard at the Urban Harvest Annual Fruit Tree Sale. The sale is located at the Rice University Football Stadium Concourse on Greenbrier between Rice and University Boulevard. There will be a large selection of citrus trees, peaches, plums, apples, pears, figs, pomegranates, pecans, grapes, blackberries, blueberries, persimmons, starfruit, guava, dragon fruit, avocados, olives, and more. The sale will be held Saturday, January 17th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Two pre-sale classes will be held at the Urban Harvest offices on Saturday, January 10th and Tuesday, January 13th. For more information and directions to the sale and classes, check the Urban Harvest website at www.urbanharvest.org.
KPFT, Houston.
Listeners support KPFT in many different ways. Some write checks and others use credit cards. But if you're spinning your wheels looking for a tax deduction, think about donating your working but unwanted car, motorcycle, boat, or truck to KPFT. You'll qualify for a tax deduction and at the same time take care of that unfinished business. To make a donation, call our toll-free vehicle donation hotline at 877-308-2408. We'll arrange for your vehicle to be picked up and the title transferred. Then we'll send you a receipt for your tax deduction. It's that simple to support the station you've come to rely on for alternative music, news, and public affairs programming. Again, for more information or to make a donation, call our toll-free vehicle donation hotline at 877-308-2408. You're tuned in to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston, radio for peace.
Free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.